Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Special thanks to our buddies at Crossover for sponsoring the site and this podcast. This is a preview, you know, from a perhaps the most interesting interview I've ever done in 5 years. Coach Dave Klarman at Mars Hill. Those of us that have got a little gray hair remember, you know, the great stint he had at North Carolina back in the 90s. And then he actually was an assistant at Duke and coached some high school ball. And then when he was at Radford, now at Mars Hill going into his fifth year. Incidentally, 30-17 record. Anyway, very interesting coach, you know. I hate to use the term traditional. His practice plan is more traditional as opposed to integrating a bunch of different drills. He spends probably close to an hour a day just letting the kids play. Probably more time in 6v6 than any coach we've talked to. Letting the kids play and evaluating the talent. You know, and he talks about having, you know, last year a smaller roster and adapting the practice plans accordingly, but never having preconceived notions, you know, in the fall for them or maybe in the beginning for beginning of the spring for a high school coach, you know, letting the young guys play with the old guys. Everybody plays intertwined. Everybody gets a legitimate chance. But again, he evaluates talent and he builds his teams based on just letting them play half field, full field, as opposed to running 12 or 14 drills in a 2 hour period. His philosophy is more like literally, 6 or 7 drills, you know, or maybe some days, not that many, but letting the kids play and evaluate talent. Very interesting guy. Great full length podcast. Special thanks to the buddies at Crossover, but he really, really made me think. You know, I mean, have we gotten our practices down to such a science in terms of, you know, drills and touches and everything that we're not just letting the kids play lacrosse for long periods of time? I know I fall into this trap. Anyway, hope you find it interesting. Check out the article in the article section. Lex Coach Mike, LexCoachMike.com. Here's a preview of our 1 hour podcast with Coach Dave Klarman.
I mean, it's hard to score on half field, you know. You can have the ball a lot and not get a goal. So we try and work a lot of half field offense and defense, especially early in the fall. I don't want to decide in September who my D middies are and my O middies are, although it's funny how as you rotate and play guys at both ends of the field, you start to realize this guy can play offense somewhat. This guy is a better defender. And things start to take shape on their own, and by mixing the guys up. Like, I don't set a first midfield now, although I might in my mind know who's going to be my first midfield. I try and get young guys with older guys. Everyone play with everyone. Don't assume you're the starter. Don't assume you'll never play. But guys, unless they are totally delusional, will start to realize, holy shit, I'm not as good as that guy. Or, you know, I can guard that guy. I can play. So, but you let the guys play, and they'll determine it pretty much. I don't know if on any team I've been a head coach that there's anyone that I know of that thinks he was jobbed. You know, he didn't get a chance. I mean, there might be. Maybe someone will call up and write and say, oh, this guy, he screwed me. But I think my days at Carolina and as a head coach, and even, you know, defensively as an assistant coach, I know I've made some mistakes, like senior versus freshman. I'll give the senior the nod when I probably should have gone with the freshman because he was just better. But there might have been extenuating circumstances where we didn't play the freshman, and it might be academic, could be behavioral. You know, it's not for public disclosure.
Right.
So you played the senior who's, you know, like a good student and a solid kid, but not, you know, not the freshman who just isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing, you know. And you could say that's a mistake. You should have played the best player, even though he was doing things he ought not to have done. But you know, you got to stick to your guns a little bit, right?
Well, and you know, I can remember, you know, Cottle telling us stories about the scout team. You know, middies ended up to be the second midfield. You know, from basically fall and, you know, February as they moved into, you know, March and April, you know, all of a sudden the scout team was the second midfield.
There you go. I mean, guys, just keep working hard. You know, you can get better. It's not a sport that you can't improve. You know that.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that. Again, his philosophies are radically different than the philosophies that I've implemented as a head coach. But I walk away from this really giving it serious thought. Until next time, Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.